From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, we meet two women who have dedicated their lives to serving the poor. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The Poor Relief Department was established to relieve hardship among members of the Jamaican society. An arm of the Ministry of Local Government, the department provides institutional and non-institutional care for adults and children in need. While the office is mandated by the Poor Relief Act to meet these needs, it is the selfless service of dedicated men and women who make it happen. Meet 74-year-old Yvette Chambers. She has been caring for the nation's most vulnerable all her adult life. At the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, where she worked until 2001, she served as administrator for the Public Assistance Division.
I came in the ministry in 1970, and I was a clerk, but I love people. So you'll find out that on a daily basis, if 20 persons come through the door, 9 want to see me.
While she was never required to personally get involved in the lives of those she served, she always made the time to listen and provide additional support where needed.
So I always hear people cry, sit down with them. Sometimes I have to pray with them and things. And I'm taking money from my pocket to support the children in school because I know that the way out of poverty is through education.
Since retirement, she has been serving on the Poor Relief Committee in Hanover. At the community level, Mrs. Chambers caters to the needs of the poor through the Adventist Development Release Agency, ADRA, and every other area of her life is dedicated to the service of others.
Our church has the ADRA movement that helps in disaster, and I'm involved in it too. I'm involved in the community service at the church. I'm involved with the PATH program at NIS, and I'm involved with the Poor Relief Department.
For over 30 years, she has been pleased to offer service to her fellow men.
I have been awarded every day by God. I have been given health and strength. And I always, my prayer was, make me an instrument of your love, dear Lord.
79-year-old Soyla Scott has, much like Yvette, committed her adult life to her fellow Jamaicans. She began as a teacher at the Montego Bay Infant School before moving to Marymount High School. Upon the recommendation of others around her, she left teaching to cater to the needs of the country's most vulnerable.
I decided and trained as a poor relief officer. I did the training first and passed my exam before I entered the service.
As a poor relief officer, she left her home in Montego Bay to serve in St. Thomas, Clarendon, and St. Catherine until her retirement in 1996.
There is so much one encounters because we attend to the least fortunate in the society. In Poor Relief, you provide housing for those who need, from where we pay rent, and we provide for those who have young children. We provide for their educational needs.
Both Yvette Chambers and Soyla Scott will this year be presented with the Badge of Honor for long and faithful service.
I feel very good about it. When you serve and you serve God, you feel grateful for.
Miss Scott's daughter, Paula, says her mother's dedication to the welfare of others has taught her meaningful life lessons.
I think the way it affected me throughout life is to appreciate people from all strata of life. People must not look down or underestimate anyone because of maybe the means they came from. Maybe they didn't come from money. There are people who have high intelligence, high dreams, high hopes. There are great people inside and they want to become somebody.
Paula says her own children have been greatly impacted, inspiring them to follow in the footsteps of their grandmother.
My daughter now wants to become a psychologist and she wants to go into the field of social work as well. I'm very happy, I'm very elated for her because I think it's something that she deserves. I'm really pleased to know that the government actually acknowledges her worth and her contribution.
The measure of a man is not determined by how many servants he has, but how many of his fellow men he has served. We've come to the end of today's program. Thanks for joining us. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I am Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.